George Pell's appeal against his convictions for the sexual abuse of two choir boys begins in the Victorian Court of Appeal this morning. Cardinal Pell, Australia's most senior Catholic, has been in jail since late February after being sentenced to a six-year term for offences committed in Melbourne's St Patrick's Cathedral in the 1990s. Samantha Donovan reports.
George Pell was found guilty last December on one count of the sexual penetration of a child under 16 and four counts of an indecent act on or in the presence of a child under 16. He's appealing against the convictions on three grounds. The first is that the verdicts were unreasonable because the jury couldn't have been satisfied of his guilt on the word of the surviving complainant alone, and more than 20 other witnesses gave evidence in Pell's favour. Nick Pappas QC specialises in criminal law and is a former Chief Magistrate of Victoria.
The court reviews the evidence, it looks at all of the evidence and takes a view whether the jury should have had a reasonable doubt about the applicant's guilt. Critical question being whether the jury must have entertained a doubt about the guilt of the applicant, that is, Pell.
So that's quite a high threshold, isn't it? Not just that the jury may have had some reasonable doubt, they must have entertained reasonable doubt.
Exactly right. It's a very high threshold. It's rare that these sorts of applications succeed, and it's not normal.
If the judges decide that the jury verdicts were unreasonable, what happens then?
In the absence of something special about the jury verdict, it'll lead to a complete acquittal. The applicant, George Pell, would be found not guilty, and he would walk free pretty well immediately.
The second ground of appeal relates to the trial judge's refusal to allow Pell's defence team to use a visual aid in its closing address. It aimed to show the jury there were too many people around the cathedral for Pell to have had the opportunity to abuse the boys. The third ground deals with the way Pell was arraigned before the jury, that is, how he entered his plea of not guilty. Nick Pappas QC.
Those two arguments are fairly technical arguments, and if they succeeded, then the case would be sent back for retrial because of this legal error.
And only one of those needs to get up, of course, for a retrial.
Correct.
The three Court of Appeal judges, Anne Ferguson, Chris Maxwell and Mark Weinberg, don't have to reach a unanimous decision. A majority ruling is allowed. Nick Pappas QC says it's hard to estimate how long their deliberations may take.
I would imagine that this is the sort of case that would take more than a few days. It would take potentially weeks for the decision to be made.
That's Nick Pappas QC, ending Samantha Donovan's report.